ViralSolutions.net. Organic versus paid social media, harnessing the power of both. To view this article and to follow along, click the link in the show notes. Let's face it, social media isn't going anywhere. It's become an integral part of our lives, both personal and professional. As a business owner, you know you need to be on social media, but you may not be sure whether you should focus on organic or paid social media or use a combination of both. With so many different options, it can be difficult to know where to start or how to maximize your efforts. In this blog and podcast, we'll take a closer look at the benefits of organic versus paid social media and how you can harness the power of both. What is organic social media? Organic social media refers to the content you create and share on social media platforms without paying for promotion or advertising. This includes posts, anything from blogs and images to videos and infographics on your company's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram profiles, and any other content sharing network. Organic social media is a great way to build customer relationships and engagement. When done right, it can also help you boost your brand awareness and reach new audiences. What is paid social media? Paid social media, on the other hand, refers to the content you promote on social media platforms using paid ads. This can be a great way to boost your content to reach a larger audience and achieve specific goals, such as increasing website traffic or generating leads. Paid social media can be an effective way to supplement your organic efforts or even reach new audiences you wouldn't otherwise be able to connect with. For example, let's say you have a blog that you want to promote on Facebook. You can create an ad campaign specifically for that blog post and target it to people who are likely interested in that content. Or, let's say you want to run a LinkedIn ad campaign targeting human resources professionals in the United States. You can do that with paid social media as well. What are the benefits of using organic versus paid social media versus both? Both have distinct advantages and disadvantages when it comes to marketing. Here's a closer look at some of the pros and cons of organic versus paid social media. The benefits of using organic social media are: it doesn't cost anything to produce or post content, aside from the time it takes to create it. SEO benefits, plus you gain insights on your customers. You can reach and connect with your audience. It allows your audience to find you and connect to you in their way of choice. It humanizes your brand, and it also provides value to your audience. The disadvantages are: organic reach can be quite limited, and it's difficult to target directly. The benefits of using paid social media are: it can reach a much wider and more targeted audience than organic social media outreach alone. Therefore, it easily supplements organic efforts. You can target by age, location, interests, and more. You can use targeted instant experience ads specifically to people who are likely to be interested in what you have to offer, whether that's a product, a service, or just some helpful information. Some of the disadvantages are: it costs money to set up ads, although you can decide what kind of budget you're comfortable with. And ads run for a set period of time, although you can always create new ones. There is no guarantee that potential customers will see your ads, though. As you can see, both organic and paid social media have a lot to offer. So, which is better? And how do you decide which one is right for your business? The answer, of course, is that it depends on your goals and resources. Organic social media may be a better option if you're trying to build brand awareness over time. However, paid social media may be a better option if you're looking for quick results and are willing to spend money on promotions. The best option is usually to use both organic and paid social media together. You can get the best of both worlds by using organic social media to build relationships with your audience and paid social media to reach a larger audience. Remember, make sure you're strategic about using each type of social media and don't overdo it with the paid promotion. Developing a successful social media marketing strategy that combines both tactics. Organic versus paid social media have their own unique benefits, but when used together as part of a comprehensive social media strategy, they can complement each other perfectly and help you achieve even better results. When combining them, however, it's essential to have a plan in place. You need to know what kind of content you want to create and whom you want to target with your content. Once you have a plan, you can start creating content and running ads to help you achieve your goals. Here are some tips on how to combine both tactics. Number one, use organic social media to build relationships with potential and current customers by sharing high-quality content that provides value. Make sure to include links back to your website so you can drive traffic and generate leads. Number two, once you've established a strong foundation, use paid social media to quickly reach a larger, targeted audience with targeted advertisements. Try running ads that offer discounts or coupons to encourage customers to purchase on your website. Number three, know what you want to achieve with social media and ensure your organic and paid efforts align with your goals. Try using different types of content on your organic and paid social media channels. Number four, boost popular organic posts to better ensure that they're seen by even more people outside of your current followers list. Number five, create lookalike audiences on Facebook based on people who have already visited your website or purchased from you in the past. This allows you to precisely target new prospects similar to traditional customers by serving them paid advertisements on Facebook and Instagram. And number six, try different tactics and see what works best for your business. Experiment with different promotional strategies and track your results to continue improving your strategy. With these tips in mind, you're on your way to harnessing the power of both organic and paid social media. Here's the bottom line. Suppose you want to create an effective social media strategy for your business. In that case, it's essential to understand the difference between organic versus paid social media, as well as the benefits of using both. By combining high-quality organic content and targeted paid advertisements, you can harness the power of both types of social media to generate leads, drive sales, and grow your business. Here at Viral Solutions, we specialize in helping businesses harness the power of both types of social media. Our team will help you create a strategy that uses paid and organic social media to target your target audience and drive sales. Contact us today at viralsolutions.net for more information. At Viral Solutions, we're committed to seeing you succeed. It's our goal to grow your business with proven digital marketing strategies that'll help your business for the long haul. Stay up to speed in the ever-changing world of marketing. Sign up today for free monthly marketing tips, loopholes, and news to explode your return on investment. Click the link in the show notes to enter your email address and sign up for our newsletter. And share your knowledge and gain exposure by becoming a guest author on our blog. Learn how to write for us by clicking the link in the show notes. Viral Solutions. Strategize. Execute. Grow.